Part 3, Chapter 3, The Gift of Healing. In the first letter to the Corinthians, Paul refers to a number of faculties at the service of the new man and resulting from the touch of the Holy Spirit. Faculties such as diversity of gifts, variety of service, and variety of effects of power. He then proceeds to explain these faculties in detail, namely, the gift of wisdom, of knowledge, of faith, of healing, of the mastery of powers, the gift of prophecy, the ability to distinguish spirits, the gift of tongues, and finally the faculty of interpreting these tongues. After this, the position of the candidate's office in the great work is determined in connection with the processes of development of these nine faculties within him and his state of being in these processes. Paul mentions three offices, firstly the office of apostolate, secondly the office of the prophet, and thirdly the office of the teacher. And these three office bearers are allotted individual tasks consisting of the demonstration of powers, the ability to heal, the capacity to help, the capacity to guide, and fifthly, speaking in tongues. So, according to Paul's interpretation, there are nine faculties, three offices, and five tasks pertaining to the development, to the signature of the genesis of the new man. Before we begin to discuss these subjects, we must warn you that they only have a point and are only completely harmless if you strive from within to go and fulfill the requirements of the path according to your state of being. The fact that these things must now be manifested on the one hand makes us very happy, since it proves that we are indeed on the eve of great and glorious events. But, on the other hand, these discussions place a heavy responsibility on our shoulders. Therefore, we again emphasize that you can only direct your attention to all these things with impunity if your quest is sustained by the firm resolution to go the path according to your state of being. If you take an interest in all these accents of new human genesis without simultaneously seeking and striving after the latter with your whole inner being, you will place false accents in yourself. By taking an interest in the accents while ignoring the path leading to them, you will merely develop an imitation and consequently follow an entirely occult and moreover wholly negative road. All this would undoubtedly result in an immense reflection sphere overshadowing, ultimately leading to intense natural religious delusion with all its misery. Above all, you must understand that the faculties, offices, and tasks which are the accents, the proofs of new human genesis, can never in any way be made to serve the dialectical order of nature and a humanity which worships it. This is an obvious conclusion. As the development of these accents of new human genesis is based on a new electromagnetic radiation, the power of the divine nature, the power of the gnosis, i.e., powers of a non-dialectical electromagnetic radiation field, must support and drive those new faculties if they are to develop. These powers thus stem from another nature, and since they cannot be of use to this nature, they obviously cannot be used as such in this world, either when they come to reveal themselves as a faculty in the pupil. When the Lord Jesus says, "My kingdom is not of this world," one could perhaps think that these words simply allude to a rejection, and that if a sister or brother of the gnosis were but to exert themselves, they could yet be of service with some faculty on the horizontal plane. That, however, is out of the question.
The words, "My kingdom is not of this world," do not just allude to an unwillingness, but also to a fundamental and absolute inability. Therefore, we must be quick to tell you that the gift of healing, as thought by the spiritual school, cannot possibly be made to serve any dialectical therapies, though this gift undoubtedly can benefit your constitution, provided your entire personality is on the path. If you have opened your being to the new electromagnetic radiation by your state of being on the path, and you come to partake of that new electromagnetic radiation field, then these powers will also affect you in your personality and be beneficial to the material body. You might possibly be disappointed at the restriction just mentioned. However, when you study and weigh up the accents of new human genesis with an open heart, you will become speechless with gratitude and joy. For then you will discover that they confirm Christ's words. When anyone goes with me 1 mile, I shall go with him 2 miles. For all those offices, faculties, and tasks are meant to serve, to carry, to support, and to help every pupil completely from the first to the last step. The help which comes to us from these faculties and which is of vital actuality in the practice of the spiritual school is so absolute, so dynamic, so abundant, that no one need have the slightest fear. It is nonsense to worry in any way about our success on the path. Whoever does so is undoubtedly I-centered, demonstrating that he is actually clinging to the old life and is annoyed at not being able to seize the new life together with the old. The human being who wants the new life must give up the old. Every temptation on the path, whatever it may be, can be annihilated in the glorious help of the brothers and sisters on the path. Think, for instance, of those well-known words of Psalm 91, "No evil shall befall you, and no scourge come near your tent, for he will give his angels charge of you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." The path to self-realization is sometimes represented as a difficult journey in solitude. This is, however, decidedly untrue, for it is only one side of the matter. It is so depicted by workers such as Krishnamurti because they found that countless people cling in a negative way to authorities, authorities on the horizontal plane only, who themselves do not fulfill even the most elementary requirements of the true life. Christ's words, "If anyone goes with him 1 mile, he shall go with them 2 miles, elucidate most clearly the two sides of the one truth. By completely standing in self-realization, by spontaneously going the path without regard for the outcome, without worrying about consequences and difficulties, we invoke that absolute help from all who have been received into the Gnosis circle. From them and through them the powers of the faculties, offices and tasks stream towards us. As a saying from the Sermon on the Mount expresses, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well." The human being who, by going the path, gives proof that he truly seeks the kingdom of God will find that the entire light of the Gnosis, in all its various radiations, will become his or hers. At first, transformed by others, as we shall explain, then directly and absolutely at first hand. And what is thus received benefits the entire microcosmic system, and thus likewise the physical body. As understood by this nature, our microcosm is ill. That is why we must all follow the path of sanctification. Sanctification means becoming whole, being healed, recovering. We would like to speak about this sanctification, this healing in its practical application. The human being who goes the path goes the way of the cross, the way of eternal and absolute recovery, and the power he receives is equal to the cross he bears.